This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado Democrats have scrapped a plan to ban new gas-powered lawn equipment in 2030. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it would have applied in places failing to meet federal ozone standards.
The ban was one piece of a sprawling climate bill proposed by State Senator Chris Hansen. The Denver Democrat says he amended it after conversations with members of Governor Jared Polis's administration.
I know where the governor stands on the different provisions, and I think we're going to get to a good place as we send it to his desk.
While the ban is gone, the bill still includes rebates to offset the cost of new electric lawnmowers and leaf blowers. That fits with Governor Polis's general preference for carrots over sticks when it comes to climate policy. The amended bill passed its first Senate committee hearing Tuesday. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
As COVID-19 infections continue to fall, Mesa County is scaling back its response to the virus. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Stina Sieg.
One of the biggest changes will be the closure of Mesa County Public Health's free testing site at the county fairgrounds, which tested hundreds of people per day during COVID-19 waves. Now it will close March 26th. Symptomatic people will still be able to pick up a free rapid test from the county health department, and COVID Check Colorado testing sites remain open for now. Mesa's health department will also reduce its contact tracing team and will only update its COVID dashboard once a week. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
After nearly 2 years of deliberations, Mount Evans in Clear Creek County could soon have a new name. County commissioners voted in favor of renaming the famous 14er Mount Blue Sky, a name proposed by the Southern Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes. This is CPR and KRCC. In Colorado Springs, it's 32 degrees.